Merry Christmas. I'm Tim, the producer and editor of Productions from Tim Mullins, formerly known as Triple H Media. Many of y'all have asked why I've changed the name. There are actually several reasons, but mainly because I have changed. What I want to do has changed. I want to start producing more family-friendly shows, like the one I'm about to introduce you today. This is a new audio drama that will be in production very soon. It's called Intercede. If you like what you hear, then I invite you to go listen to Solo, A Zombie Apocalypse. Just search for Solo, : A Zombie Apocalypse. Hi, I'm Mike.
And I'm Vanessa.
And we're angels.
Michael, you can't just blurt it out like that.
But we are.
What my husband is trying to say is we are vessels of the higher power, of God.
Oh, please. We pick up the angel slack.
Please, let me just explain it my way.
Fine.
We are not angels. Angels were never born. They were never human. We are more like blessed souls who intercede into the lives that are broken and lost. We try to help them get through some very hard situations that they could not necessarily get to themselves.
You're confusing them. I don't think they get it.
If you allow me, I would like to tell you a story. Maybe that will help. So, it was Christmas Eve.
Wait, before you start, they should know that we can walk with the living.
True. So, even though Mike and I have passed on, we can still walk and live our lives on Earth. In order to do our jobs, we are allowed to stay here on Earth and live and walk amongst you. We look like you and talk like you. You would never know who or what we are unless we allowed you to see us in our true form. So with that being said, let's get on with the story. It was Christmas Eve, and Mike and I were walking home after a long assignment. It was cold. I mean, so cold. And, of course, snowing, when our next assignment was about to present itself.
Well, that was certainly an interesting assignment.
That's putting it mildly. I would have never guessed a clown named Happy would be so depressed.
Yeah, he was really bad off. Even my screaming chicken didn't make him crack a smile. Come on, who doesn't smile but the screaming chicken? Vanessa, get behind me. Who's there?
Who's there, Mike?
I don't know. I just asked like 2 seconds before you did.
Is there someone there?
Really? You really expect them to answer? Come on. I think we should keep moving.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait.
Stop. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I don't know. I thought I heard something.
I'm sorry. I don't hear anything.
Me either. Must have been the wind.
Or a rat. Yeah, let's keep moving.
Shh! There. I heard it again.
I'm really sorry. I just don't hear...
Shh!
Don't leave.
There!
Yeah. I heard it. Hello?
There's someone in there.
Hello?
Be careful.
We're not here to hurt you, so don't hurt me. Okay? Oh, boy. Vanessa, you may want to come see this.
Why? What did you...
Help me. Please.
It's a child.
Yeah, and she's freezing. Help me get this garbage off her.
She's so tiny. Mike, what are we going to do?
I don't know. You think the boss will grant us a wish?
I don't think it works like that, but it is our job to help people.
You're right. Let's take her home.
Then what?
I don't know. But what I do know, this baby can't stay out here in the cold. Not tonight. She'll never survive.
I agree. Let's go get this little one warmed up.
Yeah, I got her. We're not here to hurt you, okay? Look, listen. Are you able to walk?
No.
Oh, wow. She's so light.
She's a child.
Yeah, but even for a child, she's light.
I don't feel good.
Oh no, Vanessa.
What is it?
She's passed out. What do we do?
We need to get her home. Now.
Agreed.
Put her in the spare bedroom. I'll get some food and water. Oh, look at her. Her clothes are filthy. How long has she been out there? Alone?
By the looks of those, way longer than any child should be.
Let me get these clothes off of her. Can you try to find something to change her into?
How? We don't have any... Wait a minute. The neighbors. Isn't little Susie about her size?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. Don't go nowhere. Well, of course you're not going to go anywhere. Anyway, well, okay, I'm gone. Be right back.
Okay, little one. Let's get these nasty wet clothes off of you, if you don't mind. I think we'll burn them.
Please, don't.
Oh, you're awake.
It's all I have.
We'll get you some new clothes.
Really?
I promise. Do you think we can get you washed up before my husband comes back?
Okay.
Let me go get some water and all that other stuff. Here, take a few bites of this food and sips of water. We'll get you cleaned up and warmed up in no time.
Okay.
Be right back. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's get you washed up, and then we'll get you something for that cough, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay with me doing this, or would you rather do it yourself?
You please. I feel so weak.
Sure, not a problem. We'll just give you a quick wipe down until we can get you in the bathroom for a real shower.
That would be so nice.
Wait a minute. I never did ask your name.
Chloe.
So glad to meet you, Chloe. My name is Vanessa. The strange man who seems to have gotten lost is my husband, Mike. There's a smile. You have the prettiest smile.
Thank you.
So, how long has it been since you've had a shower?
I don't know.
Well, do you know how long it's been since you've been out there?
Not really. I know it's been a long time.
Wow. If I may ask, how did you end up out there, all alone? I'm sorry. You don't have to tell me. I didn't mean to.
Nobody loves me.
I'm sorry. What?
I'm 13. And nobody loves me.
Oh, honey. That's not true.
In my case, it is. I have no mother or father. No sisters or brothers.
I don't understand. What happened to your parents?
I don't know. I went to school one morning and my mom, well, she never came to pick me up.
She forgot to pick you up?
She just never came. I walked home and when I got there, it was empty.
They went shopping, maybe?
No, I mean, they were gone. The house was empty. All our stuff was gone. Even my room was empty. They just packed everything up and left. Everything but me. Why did they leave me? What did I do to make them not love me anymore? What did I do that was so bad?
Oh, honey, come here. It wasn't anything that you did. I am very sure of it.
I'm only 9. I don't understand.
9? So you have been on the streets for 4 years?
Has it been that long? That's a long time. It's Christmas Eve, you know?
I do.
I haven't been with another person on Christmas Eve in a long time.
Are you telling me you've spent the last 4 years alone on Christmas?
Yes, ma'am.
No presents? No Santa?
No. I spend most of my holidays walking around looking for food. Sometimes I would walk by a restaurant and see a family. The kids happy and laughing. Every time wishing I could be one of them. I wonder what it would be like to eat a warm meal. I wonder what it would be like to wake up in the morning, a floor full of gifts and a new butt. I wonder what it would be like to be loved.
Oh, you are so loved.
By who? You? You don't even know me. I'm just a homeless kid you found in an alley.
You're right. I haven't known you but for a few hours. But you're not just some kid we found. Whoa. Hey, here. I almost forgot. This is for that cough. Take it, please. But you are loved. God loves you. He always has, and he always will.
And where is he? With my parents, I'm sure. Everyone has left me.
That's where you're wrong. He's always been with you. You were on your own for 4 whole years. You found food. You were kept safe. I know it may not look like it, but he has been there for you. All you have to do is talk to him. It looks like that medicine is kicking in.
I know you're trying to make me feel better, but I think I need to go. Thank you for the bath and snacks.
You're leaving?
I'm getting tired, and I don't...
Oh, no, my dear. I don't think you should go anywhere. That medicine's really strong. I believe you should stay right here.
But I can't.
Go back out in that cold with that cough. You're staying right here, if you want. This is your bedroom tonight. A soft, warm bed with clean sheets.
Really?
Yes. And guess what else?
What?
How about a big, warm breakfast in the morning?
Pancakes?
With bacon and orange juice.
That would be great.
Then it's a date.
Cool.
Can we pray before you go to sleep, please?
I would like that.
Father, it's me, your child. Look what I found, a lost child. Thank you for bringing Chloe to us this evening. Just like I was once a lost child, you found me and saved me. And now we have found this lost child, and Lord, please help us pay it forward, even if it's just for one night. Bring all of us peace and love, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Now, sweetheart, get lots and lots of sleep, and we'll see you in the morning.
Miss Vanessa?
Yes?
Will you be here when I wake up? You're not gonna leave me?
No, sweetie. I'm not going to go anywhere. When you wake up, you'll know I'm here. Do you want to know how?
How?
You'll know, because when you open those pretty green eyes, you will smell those pancakes.
Can I ask you another question?
Of course.
Do you think Santa will find me this year? I know he hasn't the last few years, but I'm in a house tonight. Do you think he'll find me this year?
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Oh, I hope so.
If he does, you don't want to be awake when he finds you, do you?
Nope. Good night.
Good night, little one. There you are. Where have you been this whole time?
I know. I'm sorry. I went over to Mary and Bob's to go get those clothes. Mary started talking about... What? Why are you smiling at me?
Grab the car keys.
Why?
We have some shopping to do.
You're kidding. At this time of night?
I'll explain on the way. Now come on.
I smell pancakes! She's still here! She didn't leave me!
Chloe, good morning!
You kept your word! You're still here!
I told you I wasn't going anywhere.
Hi there, ladies.
Mike!
Oh! Okay, so we're hugging now.
Mike, you ready?
As ready as I will ever be.
Ready for what?
Well, Chloe, when I got in last night and I was getting ready for bed, I'm not sure, but I really thought I heard something on the roof last night.
Really? Don't be teasing me.
No, I heard it too. I think we should go to the living room.
Let's go.
And we're off.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Are those for me?
Yes, ma'am. That's what the tag says. Wait a minute. All of these, these all say Chloe. How did that happen?
He found me. Santa found me, and you didn't leave me.
Oh, sweetie, I told you we weren't going to abandon you. I think things are about to change.
I'm happy, I really am, but...
But what?
What am I gonna do with all this stuff? I have nowhere to put them. They would be stolen in a heartbeat.
Yeah, about that. Vanessa?
Mike and I have been talking. We thought it would be better if you stayed here for a while.
But only if you want to. I mean, we can't force you.
Stay here? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I know I wasn't here last night, and for that I'm sorry. But from what I hear, you two ladies bonded.
And I would like to see where that bond goes, if you do.
So, to make this clear, you two want me to live here?
Yeah, I really think we do. And you know what? Right after Christmas, we're going to find out exactly what our options are for you, young lady.
I would love that, but only if you promise not to leave me.
I promise. I will never leave you.
We will never leave you.
Now this is my home now?
Yeah, I think so.
Besides, you have to have somewhere to use this.
A bicycle!
Merry Christmas, Chloe.
Merry Christmas. Can you excuse me for a second? I'll be right back. Jesus, thank you. I know we had a little talk last night after Miss Vanessa left. Thank you. Thank you for giving me what I asked for. Food, gifts, maybe even a family. Thank you. And oh, happy birthday.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb.